Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. President Biden is inviting 10 Republican senators to the White House later today to discuss their proposal for a scaled-down coronavirus relief package. NPR's Jen Newman reports on the letter the GOP lawmakers sent to the president.
In the letter, the 10 Republican senators asked Biden for a meeting to discuss their smaller $600 billion proposal. Biden spoke with Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine and invited her and the other signers of the letter to meet for a, quote, full exchange of views. Biden also spoke with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who are facing party pressure to move forward with the plan with or without Republican support. Some Republicans have questioned the scale of Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package. In a statement, the White House press secretary said, "The danger is not in doing too much, but doing too little." Jen Newman, NPR News.
Former President Donald Trump has named a couple of new lawyers to his impeachment defense team after his prior team unraveled over the weekend. He will now be represented by Alabama attorney David Schoen and Bruce Castor, a former prosecutor in Pennsylvania. Trump's Senate trial starts next week. Thousands of people received their first dose of the Moderna vaccine at Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte, North Carolina over the weekend. It was one of the largest mass vaccination events in the country so far. Nick Delacanal of member station WFAE in Charlotte reports.
All right, folks, step under the white tent and have some fun.
More than 19,000 people braved the cold, wet weather to get their shot at the Uptown Charlotte Stadium this weekend, including 73-year-old Rebecca Gillis.
They have propane heaters in the tents on the way in, and we were in and out in less than 45 minutes. It was just a really good experience.
The event was organized by a coalition of local businesses and a local hospital system. They hope to stage more mass vaccination events in the coming weeks as the state receives more doses from the federal government. For NPR News, I'm Nick Delacanal in Charlotte.
A strong winter storm is moving through the Northeast today. NPR's Jacqueline Diaz reports on the heavy snow and gusty winds that will affect more than 100 million people.
A nor'easter is set to hit the East Coast hard today, bringing with it more than a foot of snow to parts of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, and southern New England. Snow has already started falling in New York City and New Jersey, which is expected to get the brunt of the storm. Reduced visibility on the roads will make traveling dangerous throughout the Northeast. New Jersey declared a state of emergency ahead of the storm. This same storm brought more than 6 feet of snow and heavy rain to California last week before moving to the Midwest. It moved into the Washington, D.C. region Sunday, where more snow is expected today. The storm is expected to last through Tuesday when it's set to move north. Jacqueline Diaz, NPR News.
This is NPR. Secretary of State Tony Blinken is calling on the military in Myanmar to release Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi and other leaders of her party. Blinken says the U.S. stands with the people of Burma, using another name for the country, and he says the military must reverse itself. The military is being widely condemned by Western countries after it seized power from Suu Kyi's democratically elected government, claiming fraud in the November election. A prominent Hong Kong democracy advocate and media tycoon remains in custody. Jimmy Lai had a court hearing today on his bail application, but no decision was announced following the hearing. Lai was arrested in December, the highest profile person charged under Hong Kong's national security law. A man in immigration custody at a facility in South Georgia has died after contracting COVID-19. Roxanne Scott is with member station WABE.
57-year-old Felipe Montes, originally from Mexico, died on Saturday, according to U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. He was in ICE custody since late December and was admitted to the hospital 2 weeks later. Montes is the fourth man to die at Stewart after getting COVID. In a statement, ICE says that it's committed to the health and welfare of those in custody. Advocates have long called for the facility to shut down. For NPR News, I'm Roxanne Scott in Atlanta.
Global financial markets are rising today. Stocks in Europe gaining ground after the markets in Asia rose. Silver appears to be the new target of online day traders after they roiled the markets last week by driving up shares in GameStop and other shares that hedge funds have bet against. Silver prices hit an 8-year high today. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.